My name is Noel Crowley. I'm the chairperson of Kinmare Tidy Towns, and we're here at the moment in front of one of the big heritage places to come in Kinmare, which is Cromwell's Bridge.
It's a bridge, Noel. Would many people cross over it?
Oh, you can cross over. If you look at it, it is one fabulous feat of engineering. If you consider that we're reckoning that this was built in about the 16th or 17th century. Now, Kinmare has got flooded since, and we've had pedestrian bridges and stuff like that, and every one of them was noted to be cause for the flooding. But this bridge, the unique building of the arch in it and everything, leaves everything flow through. It never seems to get clogged up, but for its time, considering you had no machinery or anything, it was a phenomenal bit of engineering. They're saying it was built around the 16th century, 17th century. Now, it was built by the monks. There was a monastery over in the shrubberies in Kinmare, over in that side of town. But at the time, Kinmare, the main town centre, was not linked to this area that we are sitting at the moment, which would be Gortamullen, Tibret. So there was no bridge across this river, the River Finnaha. So this bridge was built. Now, in the meantime, you have what we call the Courthouse Bridge. You have a pedestrian bridge at the end of Bridge Street, and you have another pedestrian bridge to my right up here, which is part of the heritage trail that brings you over to the Stone Circle. But as I say, this bridge is unique, and one would wonder why they put such a big arch in it. And now we all know why they put such a big arch in it, is because this area floods, and as I say, this bridge in particular never causes any trouble. Built without any cement or mortar or anything.
Oh, right.
It was pure stone and stone and earth bridge. Now, the name Cromwell's Bridge is open for discussion, in that Cromwell was obviously never in Kinmare. But we are thinking there is a bridge like it over in Glengariff, County Cork, and it is also called Cromwell's Bridge. There's two ways to look at it. They're thinking it might be a word on the play for a moustache in Irish, which is Cromwell, and that because of the shape of the bridge being like a moustache, that they call it that. So really, we're not quite sure how these names, but it's funny how there's one over in Glengariff with the exact same name. But outside that, maybe Cromwell's men were here, and it was built. But about 16th or 17th century, anyway, is what they're saying now that it would have been built in. And the monks, I've been told that there was a spring well over here in this side of the bridge that we're on now, which is the Gortamullen Tibret side. So they came over here all the people of the town came over here to the spring well. The cottages over there are still called the spring well cottages. So there was a spring well over here. But I was told that the monks actually drove cattle over that bridge.
Really?
Now, that would be located today. Now, that would be very hard to imagine that you'd get animals over that. But I would be thinking, while the land is higher on the town side and not on the other side, we'll call it, that maybe it was higher on this side where we are now, and that it would have been possible to bring animals over it. And it was built so low for foundation to get the rock. As you see, there's all limestone around here. But there was that was pure earth and stone. So again, talking about the way that the arch is done, it was just a brilliant feat. Now, in the early 2000s, so about 20 years ago, we were a bit worried about the structure of the bridge. So it was recommended that we'd pointed with a lime marker.
Okay.
So there was experts brought in from the Heritage Council to do that. And while at first people thought it had ruined the uniqueness of the bridge, as you can see now, it has just come as if it was ever there. But
yeah,
that was just to support it, to help it. Now, there was also a lot of ivy on the bridge at that time, and people were thinking that the ivy was nearly holding it together. But we replaced the ivy anyway, and all was well. the structure is very good, but it's definitely a unique bridge. There's no doubt about it.
You can kind of see the stones that are being used, you know, kind of slotted in between each other around the arc as well, which is incredible.
Incredible. And when you think, like, there would have been not much. Well, they probably scaffolded themselves some other way with boards and stuff like that. Mm. But,
To get the height in it
and to get the arch so perfect. And as you know, you can see it now from Bridge Street over there, the pedestrian bridge. So that was the first bridge linking the town centre over to where we are now, which is Tibret and stuff like that.
So this was the only way?
That was the only way over then, before the cars came, obviously. So now we have three more bridges within 50 metres of where we're sitting looking at Cromwell's Bridge.
Can you imagine trying to walk over that or even bringing a bike over it?
Oh, yeah. But if you come over here, we can very easily walk over it, actually. If you want to do a video walkie over it, it's quite easy to walk over. And there is a new phenomenon after happening now for Cromwell's Bridge that even a lot of people in Kinmare don't know about, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. So,
You can hear the water flowing here now.
Yeah, you can.
This is like rock climbing.
There's another one.
Okay, for those of you who obviously can't see, Noel has crossed the bridge.
If you want to take a picture of this now, this is a modern day phenomenon then for this bridge. And I can only go by hearsay, but from walking around this area, I've had at least 6 couples coming back and saying that they had their first kiss here after getting married. So, and they have stayed together. So there is a phenomenon now that we think that it might be a thing that if you have a kiss up on top of this bridge with your loved one, that you'll be together forever. But I can't make
guarantee
any historical comment on that. But I have been known. Are you going to come up?
I don't know. I don't know after that fact.
Oh no, don't worry. I won't kiss you, I promise.
Okay.
So as you can see, it isn't as steep in on this side.
Oh yes.
So which would lead me to believe. Now again, we have no backing to this, but there could be a possibility that the land over there on that side would have been nearly this up this height, you know.
Yeah.
Before those houses and everything came to be, and there would, if cattle crossed it, that's the only way I could have seen it. Mm. That the land over there. But anyway, why were the cattle crossing? The cattle were crossing over to the spring well. The spring well was the only spring well in Kinmare at the time for good drinking water. Mm. And as I say, the cottages over there are still called.
They have a fabulous view now, don't they?
Yeah. So this is the River Finnaha we have flowing here underneath us now. And you can see this bridge then from the new pedestrian road that was done down by the square in Kinmare. And it's just I can't make out it was some engineering, there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you consider the time it was built.
And suppose, Noel, you know, from a tidy town's point of view as well, how important is it to keep this preserved?
Oh, heritage would be very important to tidy towns. Yeah, you know, these are the things that we must mind and look after and stuff like that. You know, and keep them as natural as we can. To think that every stone was laid there now in between, just maybe a bit of earth and a bit of, you know, it's really amazing. It's well worth seeing, like, you know.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It's a galaxy ripple.
Yes. Well, you see, if you think of Galarus Arch in Dingle, we'll say Galarus, you know, the buildings there, like, they would have been on that kind of a leaning, having the stone leaning that way as well, you know. But if someone asked you to do it, like, you'd find it very hard to do it and to get it over and down again. But yeah, going back to your point about the arch in it, then it was quite obvious that these people were thinking well ahead of their time. The flood gets very high because this is a tidal river. This is going from about 3/4 of a mile from where we're standing. You're going into the Kinmare Bay. Mm. So if you have a high tide and a big flood, it backs up. But the people that thought about building this bridge made sure that under any tide or flood, it would. And as I say, nothing ever seems to get obstructed in it, whether it is the type of it being a kind of an oval shaped or whatever.
Mm.
Like we built a pedestrian bridge down there now, down to our left there, and at one stage during a very bad flood of the town, it had to be taken down again because we felt that it was blocking the river, whereas this was built in the 16th century and no blockage.
I imagine, you know, Kenmare being a very big tourist attraction as well, like, what do you hear from tourists when they see it?
Well, they think it's fantastic. And, you know, you have the stone circled in within a couple of hundred yards of it again, which is another, you know, very important to our heritage. And in the other tourists who have had their first kiss and their honeymoon up there, and they've all come back, they reckon it's a long-lasting that if you kiss up there...
I couldn't imagine wearing heels up in that now.
Heels? No, I wouldn't advise you going up in it in heels. No. Oh,
and but, come here to me, how is Tidy Towns getting on?
Oh, we're getting on very well, yeah. We've one of the few towns that would have a gold medal every year since they were brought in. So we have 25 gold medals.
Wow! Congratulations.
So I think we're the only. I might be wrong. Maybe Westport would be the only one that would be able to claim that. Kenmare won the overall Tidy Towns in 2000. So we've won a gold medal every year since then. Mm. So maybe Westport, Tidy Towns is so important to the community. I think, you know, you were talking about visitors coming to Kenmare and Ireland, and perhaps, like, you know, when they hear about Tidy Towns, that this concept can work, there is countries in the whole of Europe, they're in awe that they wish they could have something like that as well, that can bring people together as a community. And
work
in all these, in your free time, to work in all these different areas of, you know, Tidy Towns has developed a lot in the last few years, I must say. Even I'm involved in it 26 years, and it's changed so much in that time. You know, we have to think about climate change now and biodiversity and sustainability and inclusivity. We were very lucky, well, very proud last year. We won a national award for our inclusivity. That would be, then we found, we started a new scheme last year where we meet every Tuesday night in the square at 7 o'clock. So if any tourists come to help us, we promise that they won't be overworked or under savage pressure for the night or anything, but if they came, it's just a part of the local. Businesses then have said that they'd give them free coffee, and you get a voucher or for the local art theatre or whatever. That's part of our inclusivity, getting everyone involved. But talking to people from other countries, they've never heard of Tidy Towns in other countries like that, and just think what a wonderful competition it was, you know?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I imagine now the next couple of months, busy.
Very busy now, all hands on deck now. Our formal meeting is every Tuesday night, but there's people doing things 7 days a week, you know, let it be litter picking or gardening or, you know, it's a full-time job really now for the next few months. But hopefully everyone enjoys it as well, you know, and there's a good community with it.
And what's your favourite aspect to it?
I suppose I'd be probably one of the old school that I'm still very much into tidiness and litter control, which Kenmare does very well in. That was one section that, you know, whereas I'd need a lot of help now with sustainability and biodiversity and the newer parts of the goals, the 12 goals, you know. There's lots of people come in to help in those things as well. But I suppose to answer your question, I'd be more kind of the litter picking and the cutting the grass and having things nice and clean. But we must have biodiversity corridors now and all, you know, for the biodiversity. So it's definitely changed a lot. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And I suppose, Noel, when people hear this, you might have a few more people if they want to help out.
Oh, yeah. We're open. Everyone join us on a Tuesday night, as I say, at 7 o'clock. We'll be having other events as well. We're going to be having a biodiversity week now at the end of May. And anyone local will be able to hear about that. I don't have all the details off the top of my head in that one. But, there's lots of events, and we have a Tidy Towns Facebook page, and we have our website as well if you want to come in and join Kenmare Tidy Towns.
Perfect. You know? Noel, thank you so much for your knowledge and the insight into the Tidy Towns.
Very good. Thank you.